There was at least some pleasant news. On the nicer side was the word that we would start learning Japanese the following day, recalled O'Kane. Discounting the threats, the opportunity to learn a foreign language seemed a fair exchange. We at least had a chance to live. The Tang survivors would always remember the Japanese lesson they received the following day. The Japanese had decided to make an example of some of the older prisoners. They were going to show the new arrivals what would happen if they didn't cooperate during interrogation. We weren't there very long when they opened the gates between the two compounds and had the older prisoners lined up facing the guards, recalled Jesse De Silva. The survivors watched as Lieutenant Commander J.A. Fitzgerald, Captain of the Grenadier, and two other emaciated men were then selected for punishment. Of the submarine officers in Ofuna, who numbered perhaps a couple of dozen, Fitzgerald had been treated the worst, enduring excruciating torture on an almost daily basis. According to Vice Admiral Lockwood, this had included beatings, water cures, and standing at attention or in strained positions, hands over heads with knees bent, for hours on end. Clubs, pencils between the fingers, the blade of a penknife shoved underneath the fingernails. The water cure given to Fitzgerald consisted of tying him face up on a bench with his head hanging over the end. Then his feet were elevated and water poured from a tea kettle into his nostrils. A hand over his mouth forced him to swallow the water, and when he was judged to be sufficiently full of water, a club beating would be administered. Usually he became unconscious during this last torture, whereupon they would revive him and try questioning again. When this was unsuccessful, another clubbing followed. The miracle is that he survived and kept his reason. Now Fitzgerald and others were to be beaten to within a breath of life. Three of the biggest guards stepped forward. One grabbed a club and went to work, beating Fitzgerald and the others across the buttocks. The bat swung through the air until the men could take the beating no more and collapsed. Cavalry was so disgusted that he vomited. "It made me sick when they beat Fitzgerald and those guys," he remembered. "After watching this, I knew what could be expected if we didn't do what we were told," recalled Jesse De Silva. Fitzgerald was knocked into unconsciousness. Other guards weren't satisfied, however, and grabbed the men who had collapsed and held them up so they could be beaten some more. The stunned Tang survivors were then marched back to their cells, while the head guard proceeded to kick the three men, even though they were out cold. O'Kane and his men believed, incorrectly as it turned out, that the men had been beaten to death. It was a terrifying introduction to Ofuna.